Today's daf is daf Ayin Ches. And we got up to the Halakha Mishnah. Hamocheret HaChamor, continuing on various chattel that can be sold. What is included? If someone sells a Chamor, lo machar kilav, it did not sell now the rigging of the Chamor. So whatever is, of course, obviously this would have application to similar cases where things need certain accessories that would be attached in order for it to have its normal functioning. Somebody sells a motorcycle, could have the same kind of questions regarding the helmet and so on and so forth, various things. But the idea over here is it the item or is it the item in its usable configuration? So, Nochman, Ladai Omer Machar Kelav, you sold the rigging to the Chamor. We'll see what it's referring to. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, depends. Pamim Mechurim, Pamim Enan Mechurim. Ketzad, why do I say at times? Well, for instance, suppose it was a Chamor Lefanav that was completely outfitted over here. The Kelav Alav. The guy says, sell me this Chamor. That this implies the one that I see here as its outfit. So then, Arei Kelav Mechurim. But if it says, if the man says, Mechur Li Chamor Chahu, which doesn't really make much sense, what I was going to talk about, maybe he just said, Mechur Li Chamor Cha. What is the who coming to add? So then, Ein Kelav Mechurim. So that we're going to have to see, why is who, which is additive, not also going to be mosif in the cell, because our general rule was a word that doesn't seem to mean anything is coming to add something. Omar Awula, just to make it clear, when we're talking about rigged out Chamor, what do we mean? Machlokus over here between Nochum Amadi and the Tanakama is a question of what constitutes an effective rigging for a Chamor. Because the Shaila is a Chamor essentially a cargo truck or is a Chamor a passenger truck? So that's the Shaila. So therefore, we argue about the Sak, the Diskia, and the Kumni. What we're talking about over here is that the Tanakhama Sova, Stam Chamor Lamasui Kori, Avo Uka Fomardad, Vekilkli Vechevek Divyako Mechurin. So now the Tanakhama holds a Chamor is essentially a passenger vehicle. Therefore, all of those things that are additions that allow the Chamor to be used as a cargo vehicle, which would be the sack, which is just the sack that hangs there to put things in. Again, on a motorcycle would be a question of whether that little side thing that they put on to hold things, or diskia would be the equivalent on a motorcycle, that big piece that you open up with a lock that opens, you put a lot of stuff in it, that goes on both sides of the chamor. And the kumni on the motorcycle would be the seat behind the driver. So the reason why isn't a seat behind the driver, because it would be a passenger. I mean, it should be included in the passenger issue. Because the Gemara is going to explain that Kumani is a woman's side saddle. And women are not considered to be passengers. They're considered to be cargo. Because they don't really ride. They don't ride. Yeah, they don't ride normally. So basically all you're doing is you're adding an additional thing that carries a woman who's not balanced, who doesn't add, that it's just it's basically cargo that you're carrying. Yeah, exactly. That's right. So it would have the same question on a motorcycle. So there, the Tanakhama holds those things are not included because those are cargo items, and a Stam Chamor is made for passengers, whereas Nochum Amadei Savar, that Stam Chamor is actually for cargo usage, in which case we would have included even the Sak and the Diski and the Kumani. But as far as the question of what is standard rigging on a Chamor for any usage, such as the Ukaf, the Mardat, the Kilkali, and the Chevek, so these are things which are going to be necessary no matter what you're doing. So you have to have now a saddle on it. What, you want to put a person there, you want to put the sack there, that's two different things. You need to have the blanket to protect the back of the chamor. The kilkli is this band that goes around and holds on the ukaf so it doesn't fall off. And the chevek is a sort of a hold-on kind of thing that's put around the top where you can attach things to it. Those things are definitely going to everybody. That's how Ula understands it. So certainly you don't sell a chamor stripped to the point where it's not usable. A chamor must be a usable chamor. And that, Machlokes says, so what constitutes a usable chamor? Meisa. That interpretation of Ula now comes under attack. Because the Braita said, chamor v'kelav ani mocher lecha. If somebody says to a friend that I'm going to sell you a chamor and its necessary rigging, so then raise a machar, eta ukaf, eta mardat, eta kilkali, eta chevek. However, if he said, I'm selling it to you with everything that's on it, Now that shows us, at the beginning, it says that the only reason that it included the ukaf and the mardat and the kilkri and the chevek, which according to Ula is always sold, because that's the definition of a chamor, is a usable chamor, and here it says the only reason it's sold is because he said specifically, I'm not only selling you a chamor, I'm selling you an accessorized chamor. So then that's why, hudekani ukaf and mardat, etc. Had he not added that additional word and its accessories, so then indeed he wouldn't have sold it. Shaila, if you sell a car, does it include the radio? Or can the guy take off the radio? Does I sent you the car? I didn't sell you a fully equipped car. So you see, only because you say fully equipped does it include the radio. Says the Gemara, lo. You should insert another lo here that got lost in the printing. Lo, that's not what it means. Hu adin, tiafa gav de lo amalecha mor v'kelav nami. The point of the bright is not to tell us when you were able to claim the inclusion of the ukaf and the mardat. Even if he hadn't said chamor v'kelav. If you would have just said chamor stam, it would have included the ukaf and the mardat. They would have been mechurin. So why is the bright to say it this way? To tell you that even though you did say chamor v'kelav, it didn't include tzak v'tizki v'kumni. That was low, Kony. That's the point. If you want to include, according to the Tanakhama, the cargo carrier part, you have to specify not only v'chelav. You have to specify v'chol mashalav or the specific things if it's not on it. And therefore, you can't bring a riot from here that the ukaf from our dad would have made it necessary to say chelav. It's just saying, even if you said more, it didn't include any more than what would have been included with the chamor stam. My kumli, what exactly is a kumli? Omer of Papa Bashmul, it's a merkafta danashi, it's a woman's side saddle. That's like a little chair, like a baby's chair that you tie onto a regular chair, or you tie it onto the side of the chamor. Iboilu. Now, in general, the machloket we have in the Mishnah over here between Nochum Amadi and the Tanakama. When is this machloket? Is it Bo'odan Alav machloket? Avabshen Alav Modulu Nochum Amadi? Do we say that what we're discussing over here is where these things are on a chamor? And the guy is selling the chamor. Except he didn't specify. So do we say that that's where Nochum Amadi says that it includes even the sack and the diskia that are on it? But if it hadn't been on it, then he would have been made of that knot. Oh, Dilma Beshe'in on Alav Machlokas. Maybe on the contrary. The Machlokas is if it's not on him. Avu Ba'odan Alav. Maybe the opposite is true. Maybe if the chamor would be outfitted at the time that you sold it, so maybe the Rabbanan are made of that, since it's a cargo chamor the way it's outfitted with the sack and the diskyar, the kamun, so it would include all of those things because that's what we're discussing. Now the Maisa, if it was talking about only Ba'odan Alav, so then since, remember, this is the way the Rashbam understands it, since Aliba, the Shita of Nochum Amadi, the Stam Chamor is for cargo. And therefore he's saying that it's going to sell, include all of its additional, the trunk and the sack and so on and so forth. According to him, certainly not going to say that there's a difference, create now a difference between that and the Ukaf and the Mardat and the Kilkali and the Chevek. So that would mean that if I sell you Stam the animal, and nothing is on the animal, then nothing is included. Because I can't make now an artificial distinction between Odon Alav according to Nochum Amadi, who says they're all the same. The only machlokas over here is that the purpose of a chamor or isn't? But I certainly can't say there's a middle stage. So therefore the Rashbam says, look, the shaila over here is, if you're selling an animal with nothing on it, do we have a right to assume that it means the animal rigged up? If it's rigged up, it's fully rigged, whatever that is. A little bit of Tanakama, fully rigged would mean just the yukaf and the mardat and so on. Besides that, it would also mean to rig it up together with the yisak and the diskia and so on. So what's the deal of it? Tashma is man shamal aruv v'chol mashalav in the brayta. Okay, there we say kulan mechurin. Now let's try to figure out what that means. If you say everything that's on it, then everything is machur. So now yamad bishleim of odam alav machloket. So you're going to tell me that you need to say Huvachol Masha Alav. Okay, so then this represents the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are saying that even when it's Alav, then you need to say Kol Masha Alav, or we're not going to include all of these things. But if you're going to tell me that the Machlokis is Rishayinot and Alav, And really, I mean, if we're talking over here, b'sheinu on a love, that's where the machlokas is, and we're talking over here where it is a love. And then we need to say that only if you said v'chol mashal love, but this is a case of odan a love. And you're saying odan a love divrei akol makurim. So why does it have to say and everything that's on it? It automatically includes everything that's on it, you said, according to this other tzad. So then our money, then no one would be the author of this braita. Because the braita is saying, even though it's fully outfitted and it's standing right there, if you didn't say beferish the whole business, then you wouldn't have sold him the whole business. So there's your raya. The chamor, the machlokes between Nochem Hamodi and Rabbonin has got to be talking about dafka odan alav. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. You're assuming that the idea over here is Bisman Shamalu Huva Komash Alav implies that obviously if Komash Alav, then that means that the Chamor is standing here with Komash Alav. But that's not what it means. Maybe it means Bisman Shamalu Huva Komash Alav, meaning everything that comes with it, not that it's currently rigged with. So Komash Rawiniot Alav. I mean, that's a reasonable way of talking. Chamor and everything that's on it. All the options, exactly. So fully accessorized chamor. So that this doesn't prove anything because we don't know what the case is. It doesn't say Farish is talking about a chamor that has power windows. Toshma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So now let's take a look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is our raya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, pa'amim mechurim, u'pa'amim shenu mechurim. So he comes now to discuss a case where Hayah chamor lefanav v'keilav alav, right? We had saying it pretty clearly. Chamor is there and it's fully outfitted. And he says chamor chazeh. So then kulon or mechurin. Okay, so, I mean, the way I understand Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda saying, well, there's a compromise position over here basically which we could take. And it depends. If lemaisa, the chamor is outfitted and you said chamor chazeh, so then fine. And if not, not. So then, look, I mean, I assume my lab, he's referring directly to what the Tanakhama said, right? So, amai deko amar Tanakhama, koi Rabbi Yehuda. Isn't that the way to understand what Rabbi Yehuda is saying? So he's talking about, if it's Eidon Allah, because he says, amor kazu, so then it's mechurim. So if the Tanakhama said that, so he's saying, well, you, Tanakhama, you're saying that you're arguing in a case if it's Eidon Allah. I'm saying that it depends. If the guy said zeh, so then it would be included even these extra things. No, so okay, so we're clearly talking about bo'odan alav. No, this is Gemara. How do you know that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to address the din that was the machlokas between the Tanakhama and between Nochem Hamodi? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is a miltakri to come up. He's coming to say his own shita. He just hears them saying, we're all agreed that if it's Odan Allah, I mean, maybe it's the way you read the Mishnah. We're all agreed that if it was Odan Allah, so then it's Vada included. Comes along Rabbi to say, no, I don't even agree. It depends if he said Zeh, or if he said who. So I'm being more definitive than the two of you are. You need to make it absolutely clear, even if it's Odan Allah, but maybe Enochinami. Both the Tanakhama and Nochem Hamodi would have been made in the case the Rebbe argues about on both of them, not as a compromise, on both of them, that indeed all would have been included, and he holds it's not included. I have no idea. So we really do not know yet what the Mishnah is talking about. Was it talking about a machlokas b'odan alav or not? Okay, if we go back to the previous Mishnah, however, then we can view this as the safe of an established case. So look at the previous Mishnah. Tashma, machar et hakaron, lo machar et haprodot. Right? Okay, now, that wouldn't in itself prove anything, except that we had that story of Rav Tachlifa bar Ma'arava, who was saying over the braitot in front of Rabbi Abu, and he said it over backwards. He said, machar et hakaron, machar et haprodot. And then Rabbi Abu said, how can you say that? So he asked him, should I press delete? And he told him, no, because it still makes sense. We just need to clarify it. It could be talking about where they're alav, so to speak. The case of the Karon and the Prodot is the equivalent of adukimbo, which is in the case of a chamor, it's literally on it, not just attached to it. We don't usually put the stagecoach on the horse. So maybe it's adukimbo. Fine. But anyway, so what is the given case? So that means that the Mishnah, which said you did not include, was talking about where it's not a dukim bo. So if it's talking about where it's not a dukim bo, then we can assume that this is the standard case, right? So the Mishnah, so to speak, begins with the case of the karon that is disattached, and it continues to talk about a chamor, where the parts of the chamor are disattached. Because minereisha b'she'ino dan alav, so the sefer is talking about b'she'ino dan alav. So now we have it. No, you don't have nothing. Because if you're assuming that there's a standardized case, then you're going to run into big trouble, because go back to Mishnah before that one. First Mishnah could not have been talking about a case where it was not otam alav. Adarava, emereisha, what's the first Mishnah in the parak? Well, you mokra tasfina. Lo machar et avadim velo et antiki. Now, for heaven's sakes, what is antiki? Remember, my antiki, we said, Amar of Papa Iska de Begava. Now, Iska de Begava, believe me, there was no consideration about whether you sold the stuff in the warehouses when you sold the boat. That was not what we were talking about. We're talking about whether you were selling the things on the boat. That was the Shaila, right? Nu. So then you should say, we can conclude from that, that our Perek is talking about where it was on the boat, or where the stagecoach was attached to the chamorim, the prodot. But then, of course, you'd have a kasha on the next case. So forget it. Obviously, each Mishnah has to be understood in its context of whatever makes sense there. You can't bring a raya from the previous Mishnayot. Elatana mile mile katani. Each one of these Mishnahs stand on its own for whatever is most reasonable, which means we don't know. And since we don't know, so now we're going to have to be machmir. You're going to have to prove that the guy sold you, the way the Rashbam was learning, the guy sold you even the mardak. Because if it's not on it, we already said it. Maybe Nochem HaMadon holds if it's not on it, then Enoch and Ami didn't sell anything. I'm ready to rechachomi. Rabbi, you should know that Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Nosson, Sumchus, Nochem HaMadon, all that we've just been discussing over the past parak and this part of this parak, put it all together, and they all basically tend in the same direction. They don't say the same thing, because you can't bring a raya from one case to the other. They're dealing with different issues. But they all tend in the same direction, namely, both Tosfos and the Rosh Hashanah point out, when you want to say they said the same thing, you say Omru Davar Echad. When you say Kulam Svirale, it means they tend in a direction. The most striking example of this, as Tosfos points out, is the Gemara Yavamas, where everybody holds Maimer Kena, gives a big list, and man, it's completely different shitas. How much? If you recall Maimer's Kena, Maimer Kena can you go, or Maimer Kena the back. But we're saying they tend to the same direction. So here too, let's go through those shitas so we could put them together in our minds sort of as a summary of the sugyas that we've had until now. Rebbe Eliezer, that was a mocher Beit Abad, macharat HaKorah. Remember, Rebbe Eliezer says, I mean, how can you call it a Beit Abad if you're not including the thing that bods it? So he includes the Korah. Now, obviously, that doesn't have much impact in the case of the Antiki or in the case of the Chamor, but the point is he expands the meaning of the sale, right? Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, that's referring to the Mishnah, the Tanya Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, macharat HaIr, macharat HaSenator, the center, which was either the fields around it, or was the actual guy that was in charge, the clerk. Rebbe Meir, that's the Rebbe Meir, I remember Bacharta Kerem, Bacharta Shmishe Kerem. He held that things that were going to be used, even if they weren't already in the ground, they weren't plugged in. That's called the rigging of a Kerem, just like the rigging of the Chamor. Rebbe Natan and Sumchas, that's the reference to the Bitzit and the Dugit, if you recall. It was the same Shita, that's a Bitzit, that's a Dugit. Depends on your location, the little boat that's attached to the big mother boat. And Nochem HaMadon, that's what we've just been saying. Nochem HaMadon includes the full rigging of the Chamor. Rebbe Yehuda Omer Pa'amim Mechurin. And what's the difference? It depends if you say Chamor Chahu or Chamor Chazeh. What in the world is the difference? I understand. Is the point the additional word, right? So, I mean, if you're saying something that is not necessary, Chamor Chahu, doesn't who means as is? And zu means pointing to it as is. But it's the same idea. So Mashna Kamorcha zu, Mashna Kamorcha hu. Omarava, no, you don't understand it. The Kamorcha hu is a question. Kamorcha ze means, I know this is your Kamor, so as it, as is. So Yoda de Kamra di Dehu, Vahai de Kamra le zu, is because he's saying, as is, Mishum Kelav. That's the point, Ka'amale. But in a case where chamor chalu, he's saying, if this is your chamor, this is your chamor, I want to buy it. That's what he's saying. Chamor chalu? This is your chamor, so I want to buy it. But he's not adding anything to say as is. He may like the way the chamor looks. Very healthy looking chamor you got there. So over there, the loya that the chamor is there. That's what it means. Is this chamor chalu? Is this your chamor? That's what you would say. So it's like you walk over to the kid walks over to you with a bicycle. This is your bike, sell it to me. You know. So okay, that's what he's saying. Who's now, in the words of our dear president, Hamocheret achamor machat asiyach. So you sell a chamor, you're going to sell the siyach, the child of the chamor. Machat apara lo machat bina. However, a para does not include the child of the para. We'll see why. Machar ashpa, machar zivla. If you sell an ashpa, you include the garbage. Isn't that great? Machar bor, machar meimea. You sell a cistern, includes whatever water's in it. Machar kaveret, the kaveret is the actual artificial beehive, but you include the bees. Machar dvorim, machar shovach, machar hayonim. So you sold now the dove cut, you include the doves in it. Now this first part is weird. Actually, tell me, I don't get it. I mean, a mother includes a child? Did you say beferish I'm buying the mother and the child? So then what's the difference? And a porah is also included. So poru v'na nani? Idolo amalei yuvna. So why in the world want to include the siach with the chamor? Afilu chamor, you know, born, sitting out there, yeah? Say, afilu chamor nami. Omer of Papa, what it's talking about is, he said he wants a nursing chamor, or a nursing porah. So we're saying, in context, what does that mean? I mean, a para, we understand. A nursing para means that he wants a para for milk. In those days, if it wasn't...
A milk cow.
Exactly, a milk cow. But a chamor, what he wants, a chamor milk. Who exactly is going to be drinking the chamor milk? Unless it means that he wants, like we talked about in the Chumash, the gift of Yaakov Avinu. Menikot means together with the little ones. That's the point. So chamor menika, there, the nafkamina is. So there, b'chamor, ikalamim l'chal b'abayilas. He's got to prove he meant something else. Because it means he wants a milking cow. But a chamor, my kamalei, what is he talking about? He wants the milk of a chamor. Shema amina, you've not kamalei. That's the most reasonable explanation. Why is he?
He
does not want it for the milk. He wants in other words, a nursing mother-child team.
With its children.
Yeah.
But only by the milking.
Yes, the mother and child reunion. My korele siyach. Once we're on the topic, why do we call a siyach? That's a weird word. That's because it's mahalech achar sicha na'a. See what a chamor? Chamor does not respond to words.
Stubborn,
absolutely. But the child is still willing to listen. So at that stage, while it's still listening, before it's turned into a mule, well, be a donkey, a stubborn ass, until that point, it's called a siyach. We'll see. Omar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omar Rabbi Yonatan, change the gersa. My dichtiv, al kein yomru hamoshlim bo cheshbon, tibaneh v'tikonein ir sichon. Now, this is very strange. We're in the middle of the discussion of the victory over Sichon. Sichon, Melag Moab. That Sichon, the thing is, that we're not allowed to attack Moab, right? Okay, so the Torah has to explain why exactly did we have a right then to attack Sichon. So the Pasuk says, V'hu nilcham b'melag Moab arishon, and he took all of his property. So now it's not really Moab. So now it's Sichon. Sichon is one of the Rephaim, and therefore we're not Aser. All of a sudden we switch to this narrative, right? Yeah. So we switch to this narrative in which some storyteller, Alkein Yomru HaMoshlim, the old soothsayers, the Moshlim, the one who did Bishalim for everything, we find ourselves at the fireplace. Yeah, here's the man with the pipe and he's smoking. And he's telling over the marshal that they used to say about the victory of Sichon. I mean, who cares? What are we going to be told about this? So the Moshlim said, Bo Cheshbon, beautiful song. Kibonevitikonemirsichon. Heshbon used to belong to Moab, but now we're going to build up this city of Sichons. Ki Eish Yatza Mikheshbon. Lahava Mikiryat Sichon. Goodbye, Moab, Vachla or Moab. Baale Bamot Arnon, the old Slavs. They used to think they ruled the place around here. Now we've taken over. All of this is completely and totally unnecessary to the message of Hunil Kham Bemelech Moab Arishon. I mean, unless it's additional material for the Goldstone report at the time. You know, there were some ancient documents that showed that this was so, but obviously there would be no point in presenting that. So what then is the point? So Mamela comes along now to Gemara to view this as a description of the relationship, as we'll see, of learning Torah and Kabbalah and mitzvahs to the Rafoyim, or to the Tzadikim, or to those who don't care. And we understand it like this. Moshlim can mean the moshel givers, Esav. Or it can mean he who rules. Moshlim be Yitzram. So those who now control their own Yitzram, they say to us, as the Basil Sasharim puts it, those who have gone through the maze of this life, they've arrived at the inside. So they're the moshlim. So they say to us, bo cheshbon, meaning bo v'nechashev cheshbono shel olam. Start keeping track where you're heading in this world. So there's a cheshbon. Every time you do an act, hefsed mitzvah keneged schara, schara avera keneged hefseda, there's always a ledger to be kept. You get something out of a mitzvah, you get something out of an avera. You lose something in a mitzvah, and you lose something in avera. Keep your accounts clear, and then you'll follow the correct path. Tibane v'tikone, which means imata osekein, you keep your ledgers, then tibane v'olam hazeh, v'tikonein l'olam haba. But, yirsichon, oh, you want to be now like an ayar. Shemahalech achar sichana, ah, you want to listen to all that sweet talk. Hey, little boy, come this way, this way. There's exciting things. So then what follows that? Makti v'acharav, ki eish yatza mikheshbon. Thou shalt be burned. And who will burn you? From the ones who are, teitze eish mimechashvim, those who are the bechashvim cheshbon ashal olam, we just had, that kol echad v'yechad nichvet michubato shechaviro, which means that the ones who were making the cheshbon, they are the ones that are going to cause everybody else to suffer, because their chuppah will be so beautiful. V'tochalet she'inan mechashvim, so those who are working out their ledgers will be eaten by the flames of those, I mean, will eat with their flames those who don't work out their ledgers. V'lehava mikiryat sichon. Now here is the other vision of sichon, sichana'a, or tzadikim, shenikra sichin, which is called siach hasadeh, because they're the siach. So we call them the tzadikatama yifrach, the Yoshev ben Ahadasim, the tzadikatamars, all of these remuzim. So Rashi brings from the parsha tachat achat hasichim. Tachat achat hasichim means the targum tchot chadilana. So sichim is an ilan, the tzadik of a good ilan. Very topical. But in any event, so sichon has two meanings, which are beautifully intertwined in the nature of siach hasadeh. Vayavo Yitzchak milasuach basada, which refers both to the chosiach hasada term yitzmach and to the tefillah of the sicha to create the tzmicha. So here we're interpreting the second sichon as the second meaning of siach, which is the trees. So now the eish yatza mecheshbon and the lahava will come out from the kiryat tzadikim shenikru sichin achala er moav. So that's now will eat up Zam Halech Acha Yitzro, the one who now followed is Yetzer Hora, Ke Ayarzeh Shem Halech Achar Sicha Na'ah. So now this person will be eaten up by those flames. Ba'alei Bamot Arnon. What are Ba'alei Bamot Arnon? Those are the stuck up people. They're Bamot. So they have their heads in the clouds. Elu Gasei Haruach. Yom Amar Kol Adam. Sheyesh Bo Gasut Haruach. No fell beginning. So there we have the Moav, here understood as Ta'ava, the Moav, that which is maybe you to Ta'ev, that which you desire. So those who follow the Sichana of their own desires will now be eaten up, the same way that the Gasus HaRuach will fall into the Gehenim itself. And that's the din of Arnon. V'niram, so now it gets worse than that. V'niram, oh boy, if you get to the point where you're saying, Ein Ram, Avat Cheshbon, Avat Cheshbono Shel Olam, he doesn't believe there is a Cheshbon. What's the problem? There's nobody up there, let din v'let dayan, nobody's keeping track. So why should I keep track? Oh, that's the situation, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so then, Adivon. Okay, hold on, baby. We'll see what's going to happen. You hold on until Divon Achi Avodin. And then, Ovanashim Ad Nofach. Sure, we'll wait for you until we start the Neficha. Achi Tavo Eish Eina Tzricha Nipuach. There's the kind of fire that doesn't require any kind of oxygen. You don't have to fan it. Yeah, you can burn yourself up. Ad Medva, until the pain. Achi Tadiv Nishmatan. That's Da'avon Nafesh. Things that makes your soul mourn. But Amrila, what's the meaning of Ad? The idea over here we say Medva is Ad Medva, the Avid Maidaboy, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu finishes whatever he's going to be doing, you know. So that's even more threatening kind of language. Right, we'll take good care of him. Well, it's okay, just wait. Amr Avin Amarav, Kol HaPoreish B'Divrei Torah Eish Ochalato, Shenema V'Natati Et Panai Bahem, Me'ha Eish Yatzahu. They left Terah, which is compared to Eish, Halokodvarai to Eish, or Minino Eish Dad Lamo. So they'll fall into the Eish. You don't want to know. The Marsha says Chavrusa, that Bezmavatel is Chavrusa in the middle of learning. Yeah, well, you know, we don't want to go too far here. Yeah, better not ask. Yeah.
Isn't there a Gemara called a Posek Mitivei Torah?
It's a Mishnah.
No, no,
no.
And he's
Chalei Ritamin.
Sicha.
Right. Sicha Betel.
Both of them.
Chalei Ritamin, yeah.
Yeah, you think. The Gemara fit in very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
For many reasons.
Especially, right? We just had the Gemara about the Rota.
And the Siach, right?
Right. Haproshim Alei Siach.
Yeah.
Ki Ater of Dimi Omar Rabbi Yonatan. Kol HaPoreish Atzmo Midivrei Torah. Somebody who separates himself now from being Eisik B'Teira, Nofel B'Gehinam, Shinema, Adam To'e Miderach Haskel. A person now has wandered off the path of intelligence. So he no longer seeks understanding. B'Kahal Refa'im Yanuach. Now Refa'im, speaking of Sichon, Refa'im refers to Gehinam. Shinema V'lo Yada Ki Refa'im Sham B'Imkei She'ol Kiru'eha. The Refa'im, he doesn't realize this is a This is another Gemara. It's called Amarat Atzman B'Divrei Torah, which is Rifa'im. So you don't put your energy into it. So that's where Rifa'im, he doesn't understand that the only people that are invited to this party, which is in hell, the Imkei She'ol, it's Rifa'im, if you enjoy that kind of company, you know. And, I mean, Harry Potter made that mistake of going to the ghosts, you know, death day. Man, it was no fun at all. So, Ki Rifa'im Arsham, the Imkei She'ol, Ki Ru'eha. Amocherat haChamor lo machar kelav. Nakum Amadai omer machar kelav. Rabbi Yehuda omer depends. Pa'amim mechurin, pa'amim einan mechurin. Ketzad hayach Hamor lefanav kelav alav amar lo machar lechamor chaze. Hare kelav mechurin. Chamor chahu ein kelav mechurin. Omar ulam machloket besak v'diskei v'kubani, which are cargo attachments. The Tanakama Sovar Stam Chamor Little Kov Koi, and therefore we don't need these things with it. No Kumamadi Savar, no Stam Chamor Lamatsui Koi, and therefore they're also part of the essential rigging. But certainly the Ukav Mardat Kyokali Vacheva Divya Kolamba Korin, because no matter what you're doing, you need that. Meitve Chamor Vekilavani Mochelaka Reza Makrata Ukav, Veta Mardat, Veta Kyokali Veta Chevek. Avalomachar sak v'diski avakumeni. Bizman shamalo hi v'chol mashi'aleha hare kulan v'chorin. So you see, taima de amalei chamor v'chilav hudikani uka v'mardat. Halo amalei achila? Lo. Hu adin di afagav de lo amalei chamor v'chilav nami uka v'mardat, and the rest is certainly v'chorin. Hakamashran, the afagav, the omalechamor v'kelav, the sack and the diski and the kumani is not mechurin. That's the point. Going aliba, the chachomim who argued, of course, on the Nochem Amadi's approach. My kumani, omer of papa bashmul, it's a merkafta denashi. Iboilu. The machloket in the Mishnah, is it referring about odan alav? Of b'she'in adam odan alav, then even Nochem Amadi would be made that nothing's included. Odima b'she'in adam alav machloket of odan alav, the rabbanon are also made that however it's outfitted is the way that it's sold. Tashma. We just learned bizman shamalo hu v'chomasha alav arekulan mechurin. Ayamit b'she'im odan alav machloket. So then, the bright over here could be going like the Rabbanan. Of course, it's adding the additional thing we didn't know until now, that if you specify that you're selling with Kobach Shalom, the Rabbanan would agree, which is perfectly reasonable. Then even if you didn't say, then it's going to nobody, Amani. That's it. You're reading it wrong. It's going according to the Rabbanan, but you jump to the conclusion that the Chamor necessarily is outfitted. Meaning, Tashma? I assume that that means he said there's a Chamor, and if you said Chamor Zeh, and everything's on the Chamor, so then he's referring clearly to what the Tanakhama said, right? So then, they want to come at Tanakhama. Koi reviewed it. If it's on him, and he says that you saw the whole thing, no, maybe Reviewda is not going to either of them. He has a third sheet that's more Machmer now. He's Miltachrita Kamala. Even though you both agree that Bodan Alav it's Bachur, I say that's only if you said Zeh. Omele Ravina Lervashi will touch back from the context of the previous Mishnah, Macharta Karon, Lo Macharta Pradot, and we hold the whole story with Tachlifa Bamra Rava was saying over brightest Rabbi Avu, and he said it over wrong. He said Macharta Karon, Macharta Pradot, and Rabbi Avu was shocked because I'm Anan Lo Machartanan, and he asked him Asamayev, and he told him, no. We can work it out that the bright is talking about Badukimbo. So then, if the Reish is talking about B'she'in Adukimbo, it's the same as Ein on Alav. So say Fanami B'she'in on Alav, right? Wrong. Adaraba, Ema Reisha. Avalo, Makarlo, Davadimelo, Antiki. Vermina, my Antiki, I'm Rapapa, Iska, Tibagava. So obviously, the Reish is talking about Odan Alav. So you want to make the argument that Seif is Nami, but Odan Alav. So clearly, every mishnah is tana mila mila katani. Omer Abaye, in general, the approaches of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Natan, Sumchis, Nochem Amadi, all tend to holding that Kibi Masvini Shmidi, it's a reference to the Tashbishin as well, and called Tashbishia Masvin. Rabbi Eliezer, the Tan Rabbi Zemokhar, Betabad, Macharata Korah. Rabbi Gamliel, the Tan Rabbi Gamliel, Macharata Ir, Macharata Santer. Rabbi Meir, the time Rabbi Meir, Melcharta Kerem, Melcharta Shmisha Kerem. Rabbi Natan, at Sumchas, there was a story about the Bitzit, the Dugit, the Svina. The Chum Amadin, that's the story of the Chamor. Rabbi Yenomir, Pamim, Mechurin, what's the difference between Chamor Chazu, Maisha Chamor Chahu? Omar Rav, Chamor Chazu means that Yadda the Chamor Dideu, Vahai the Chamor Chazu, means as is, and it's Mishun Kelev Chamale. Whereas Chamor Chahu, means the lo yada the chamor dehu. What do you call it? Chamor chahu shetim kerenali. Hamocharet hachamor macharet asiyach. Macharet hapara lo macharet bina. Machar hashpa, machar zifla, machar bor, machar meimea, machar kaferet, machar dvorim, machar shovach, machar yonim. Rechidami. Id amela yuvnaf, the para uvna nami. Id lo amela yuvnaf, ila chamor nami lo. Omre papa, the omre chamor minika, or para minika, ni mocher lacha. So be shleim a para, so ikal amir lachal baba ela, which doesn't include the child. Ela chamor, maiko amale, clearly shma mina yu benak amale. A maiko le siach, shema alech achar sichana as opposed to its own self in a short while. Omre shvuel ban rachmeni, omre rabbi yonatan, maitich tib, al ken yomro amoshlim bo cheshbon, amoshlim ilu amoshlim bi yitzram, בואו חשבון באופן החשב חשבונו של עולם, הפסד מצווה כנגד שכרה, שכר עבירה כנגד הפסידה. תיבנה ותיכונן, אם אתה עושה כן, תיבנה בעולם הזה ותיכונן לעולם הבא. Ir sichon, oh, ima meisim adam atzvo, ki ayar ze shemalek achar sichan. Ah, then what? Ki eish yatza mikashbon, teze eish mimikashvim, ותוכל את שאינן מקשבים, ולהבה מקריית שיחון, מקריית צדיקים, שנקראים שיחין, אכלה אר מואב, זה המהלך אחר יצרו, כי היר זה שמהלך אחר שיחה נאה, בעלי במות ארנון, וגסי הרוח, יום אמר כל אדם שיש לו גסות הרוח, נופל בגיהנום, ונירם, אמר רשע אין רם, עבד חשבון, עבד חשבונו של בעולם, עד דימון, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא המתן, עד שיבוא דין, ונרשים עד נופח, עד שתבוא אישן הצריכה ניפוח, עד מיבה, עד שתדיב נשמתן, ואמר אלי עד עביד, מי דבוי. עומר אביר אמר אף כל הפורש בדברי תורה, איש אוכלתו, שנאמר, ונתתי את פניי בהם, מהאיש יצאו, והאיש תאכלם. כי עד הרב דימי אמר רבי יונתן כל הפרש עצמו מדברי תורה נופל בגיהנום, שנאמר, אדם טועה מדרך השכל, בקהל רפאים ינוח ואין רפאים אלא גיהנום, שאמר, ולא ידע כי רפאים שם בעמקי שאול קירו איך.